The Karlovy Vary International Film Festival is one of the biggest cultural and social events in the Czech Republic. The 42nd annual film festival got underway in the pretty spa town on Friday evening, with the Oscar-winning Hollywood actress Renée Zellweger perhaps the biggest name ascending the red carpet at the Thermal Hotel for the official opening. Ian Willoughby was at the glitzy ceremony and I talked to him earlier today about all the thrills and spills. Ian, can you tell us a bit about the gala opening ceremony?
Well, as you know, Rosie, the big star on Friday night was Renée Zellweger, the American actress who listeners will know as Bridget Jones, who's a huge Hollywood star and who has an Oscar for the film Cold Mountain. And she actually arrived wearing jeans for the opening night festival because she lost her luggage in London on the way here. Also at the opening ceremony was the Czech president, Václav Klaus, who's usually here every year. What they usually do is he comes on the first night, Václav Havel comes on the last night, so Klaus was here, as were half of the Czech film world, half the people in the Czech film world. Also what's interesting is the reason that Renée Zellweger came here. She came here because it was recommended to her by somebody she called her friend, that was Madeleine Albright, who of course is the Czech-born former US Secretary of State.
All right, and the topic of Renée, I hear that she presented an award to Przetislav Pojar the other day.
She did indeed, and Mr. Pojar, Przetislav Pojar, he's 84, he's a huge figure in Czech animation, and she gave him a Crystal Globe, which is the Karlovy Vary Award, for her outstanding contribution to world cinema. Also, what was really nice was she clearly had done her homework. She had watched his films, and she knew his work, and she made a really nice speech, and she even got his name right. Also, cutely, she had learned some Czech, including a phrase which basically translated as, "Where the hell is my luggage?"
But yeah, I've heard that it wasn't just celebrities and bigwigs that were there at the start of the Karlovy Vary Film Festival. Can you tell me a bit about the opening film?
Yeah, the opening film was by this American director and writer called Tom DiCillo, and it's called Delirious. It was called Delirious, and it's a comedy about the celebrity industry in the US. It's kind of a satire. And he presented the film here at the opening night in the Hotel Thermal here in Karlovy Vary, in front of President Klaus. And he said he had never before presented a film to a president. He seemed, actually genuinely seemed to be nervous. And also what was kind of nice was that the film was very independent and lots of bad language and kind of gritty. And who knows what actually the Czech president, Václav Klaus, thought about it.
All right. And before the first film is even unveiled, isn't there always a kind of stage stopping show?
Yeah, it's a really big thing here, actually. The curtain raiser, they put so much effort into it, and it's a really huge thing. And this year, what they had was eight women dressed up with kind of bouffant hair, well, actually with wigs, dancing. And one of the symbols of this year's festival is mirror balls. So these women were hoisted above the stage on mirror balls. Like I say, every year, it's a big part of the festival here. The opening, yeah, the curtain raiser and the big kind of show. And really, it was definitely a show.
That was Ian Willoughby on a rather shaky line from the Karlovy Vary Film Festival.